Once Kansas and Nebraska residents begin applying for concealed carry permits, it will leave Wisconsin and Illinois as the country's only holdouts. This puts Wisconsin under more of a spotlight as far as gun rights groups are concerned. Joel Waldron directs the national gun group known as the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He says as more states jump on board with concealed carry, the argument against it becomes less convincing.
We continually hear predictions of blood in the gutters and shootouts at fender benders, the typical Chicken Little approach. In none of the 48 states has this come to pass.
But if anything, the results of the last election make it less likely a concealed carry law will pass here. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle won re-election. He's twice vetoed concealed carry legislation, and Democrats took control of the state Senate. Jerry Bonavia directs the Wisconsin anti-violence effort, known as WAVE. She spent most of her time lobbying against concealed carry legislation the past several years, but she hopes that the new makeup of the legislature will give her a chance to push her own agenda.
I think that there are people who are very open to working on policies that will in fact help prevent gun violence, and as long as we can go there and show them evidence from other states that these type of policies make a difference, I hope that they will be open to these ideas.
For example, Bonavia favors requiring criminal background checks for all gun purchases. Any gun bills will have to win the favor of both political parties under the new power structure in Madison. Lawmakers officially begin the next session Wednesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.